Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Somewhat return to normalcy for your region. You're on the list, having met the 7 criteria in New York, to reopen starting tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, David. Last time we spoke, our Otsego County Board was very uneasy about even discussing opening again. One state senator candidate was accusing the other of ignoring the science surrounding the coronavirus. Just 7 days later, the county is scheduled to begin the process of reopening at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. It happened very quickly. Just a few hours after we spoke last Thursday, David, the State Automobile Dealers Association announced the governor had reopened showrooms as long as a long list of social distancing rules are followed. Then Monday, the governor, to the surprise of many people here and probably elsewhere, announced 3 of the state's 10 economic development regions had achieved the necessary metrics and could move toward phase 1 of the reopening process. Then Tuesday, Bassett Hospital here in Cooperstown announced it is again providing the full array of patient services it did before March 13th, when the emergency order was declared surrounding COVID-19. Patients will see differences, according to hospital president Bill LaCates. First, their temperatures will be taken at hospital entrances. Seating will be spaced. Waiting rooms would look empty, and with careful scheduling, lines shouldn't exist. Dr. Steve Hennigan, at a press conference, said Bassett intends to follow South Korea, where a flare-up was successfully met 3 ways, with rapid response, tracing, and intervention. Bassett did a good job, said Network CEO Bill Streck, but I don't want to overstate what we did. One, he said rural areas are different from New York City. We've had 4 deaths here compared to 22,000 there. 2, the local community took it seriously, adopting social distancing, using masks and hand sanitizer, and avoiding crowds. And it worked. There are 4 phases of the opening between now and midsummer, but if we slip on the metrics, we'll have to start all over again. Even then, Cooperstown Mayor Ellen Tillipaw told me she's been sitting in daily on telephone briefings by the governor's regional representative. It won't be what we think of as out of it. The county board chairman, Dave Bliss, told me he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. Then he paused. In the middle of the tunnel, he said, we still have a long way to go.
His name is Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com, where you can go to read this and much, much more. Jim, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thank you, David.